on Grufa Karka requires usage. We call peros, requires taina, because the peros proves the taina, and the taina asserts a certain event that created the transition. What do we call that event that created the acquisition? What do we call that in halacha acquisition? Kinyan. So you're claiming you made a kinyan with a maisa kinyan. What are the three ways to make a maisa kinyan around? Karka niknes be kesef starve chazaka. So my eating 3 years is worthless. It's just evidence to an acquisition that took place 3 years ago, or 10 years ago, or 20 years ago. And that acquisition had Edim and Kinyan and Maisa Kinyan, and it just proves it, and therefore without the Taina, it's pointless. However, we saw three Gemaras. Just to remind ourselves, which three Gemaras talked about a Chazaka and Tashmishin without a Taina? Vav Min Aleph, Achzik Lahurdi, Achzik Lakshuri. Nun Zayin, Elu Yeshlem Chazaka without a Taina, and what other? Dav Chav Gimel with the ravens, and Hachzikule, and we said, I've been here for so long. So this leads the Gaonim, but this is a Gaonim that most Rishonim accept. There's not, oh, the Gaonim say. Let's give them a little time to think about what they said, but let's really hold like Tosfos. This is the Gaonim and then some Balia Tosfos and the Chachmei Sfarad. That for some reason, by Chizkas Tashmishin, you're not owning land, you're just getting utility and rights and Tashmishin. You don't need a Taina. So, listen carefully, here's an important word. Usage is not just evidence to a prior acquisition through some Maisa King that I bought your land with Kesef Shtar and the Chazaka. Somehow usage is itself transformative. You hear what I just said? Using it for a certain amount of time doesn't prove that something happened way back when that I sold it to you through Kesef Shtar and the Chazaka, we made a Maisa Kinyan. The usage itself changes the reality. Something about the usage changes the chessboard. Simple way of Cheskas Gimel Shana, I'm not changing the chessboard. What changed the chessboard happened 12 years ago when I sat in a room with you and made a Kinyan Chalipin on the Karka. We just have to prove that. If we had Edom or Shtar, the usage of 3 years would be pointless. We don't have Edom or Shtar, so we have to rely on the usage of 3 years to prove that we changed the chessboard with a Kesef Shtar, Chazak, or Chalipin. If you don't make the claim to having changed the chessboard with Kesef Shtar and Chalipin by Tashmishin, something about using your wall to lean my beams moves the goalposts, changes the chessboard, changes reality. It's going to be a very, very important concept for the third paragraph, because we're going to circle back and question, maybe even by Karka, I'm changing the goalposts by eating Karka 3 years. I'm not just proving that we did a Maisa Kinyan to change it. But for now, let's just assume that by Karka, the only way to change the chessboard on Karka is to make a real Kinyan, and eating Paris just shows that there was a Kinyan. But by Tashmishin, it's something different. If I'm using your wall, I'm not claiming your wall, I'm not owning your wall, I'm just leaning, I'm not eating Paris, I'm leaning beams on your wall. I'm draining my roof onto your chatzer. Somehow, if I claim that happened, and you of course agree it happened, if we're not debating the facts, you agree that it happened, that gives me continual rights. What's the key word that the Rivam says, that the Ramban says, that the Rashba says? How does this work? What's the M word? Mechila. Very good. Mechila. What's the chiddush? What's the expansion? Come on, it's the end of Zman, so we're ready. We would have thought Mechila was this. Now this new information stretches Mechila to this. And by stretching scope, you're changing identity. What do you typically associate Mechila with? Classic Mechila. Let's go back classic. What do you, aside from Yom Kippur, what do you classically associate Mechila with, Benji?
When someone owes you a debt.
What do we call a debt in halacha? Chov. You can be Mochel a Chov. A debt isn't, you can't be kone anything with Mechila. There is some lien, some shibor I have on your land. Roni and I can say, I'm mochel, I no longer have that collectability from your land. I don't own your land. If I own your land, then why can't I just take it? Even if you pay back money, I have collectability. If I don't pay back, that collectability can be, that's what I'm looking for, it can be removed, negated, nullified, wavered through a mechila. Here, what's really happening? If you've leaned your beams on my wall, you don't have any debt to me. The beams aren't causing any damage. I mean, I'm neurotic, I don't like it, but if they're causing damage, you'd be a mazik. If your beams are on my wall, and every day my wall depreciates in value $10, you have to pay me $10 per day. This is not where I'm losing and suffering. There's not even Nezikin, where we talked about real Nezikin. This is just, I don't like you. I don't want to see your ugly mugshot every day. Get away from my house. Get away from my wall. It's a nuisance for me. I spent 10 years in a prison in Saigon, a Chinese water torture. I hear the water draining off the roof. It drives me nuts. It drives me crazy. My own personal fat. I don't know. all sorts of reasons, but they're not nezek. So Rav being mochel, Ari owes me $100. That I can be mochel. There's some abstract monetary thing called a chov. Maybe it's some hold I have on your land, and I could take that abstract monetary element and erase it and eliminate it through mechila. There's some mechanism called mechila. By introducing a new form of mechila, that I'm being mochel to Roni to put the beams on my wall. What's happening? Can anyone even articulate? Like, what's happening? How does it work? They say it. The Rivam says the word mechila doesn't really explain much. This is what drives the Ketzel's batty. What's happening? What do you mean mochel? Well, what sticks? Anyone think about that? How does mechila work here? Well, if you're stumped, don't worry. Many people are stumped. A lot of discussion about this. So I'll just go with one idea amongst many. The mechila is not just eliminating some quasi-monetary debt lien holding your land. Mechila means I give up rights that I have. I have rights to take Roni to court. I have rights to take Roni's land. I have rights personally to litigate, to prosecute, to move ahead. I give up those rights. Mechila doesn't just have to relate to monetary. This is a sefer. This is land. This is a cell phone. We thought that mechila related not to physical objects of value, but to conceptual objects of value. You're going to take out a loan, Rafi, in the bank. They're not just going to ask how much money you have in your account and how much lands you own. Just how many liens do you have? If you have $1 million of assets, but you have $10 million of debts, then I can give you a loan because your net worth is minus $9 million. So debts have concrete, I mean, depending on which bank, but debts have abstract value. So I thought that that's mechila. It's a way to eliminate some abstract debt. But here there's no debt. Roni doesn't owe me money. I have the right to ask him because I'm a landowner. I have the right to move him off my land. If I'm mochel on that right, then I can lose that right. Mechila is not cancellation of chovs. Mechila is what? Redefine it based on this Rashba, based on this theory. It's not the cancellation of a chov, but the waiving of personal rights. Mechila doesn't work. I thought mechila, listen, this is really abstract, but I think you're at the point you can follow it. I thought mechila was depersonalized, not about me. It's just like I could be Kona Ari land and be Makna Ari land. I could be Mocha. I could. It's almost as if I'm giving you your debt back. It's not about me and you. I'm giving you, here, I have $100 debt against you. That's basically a value at expected value, $75. I could sell for $75 because who knows if you ever pay, but that's a monetary value. So you know what, Ari, take your debt back. I'm giving your debt back. I'm wiping away, canceling a debt. But that wouldn't have any landing in this sukkah. What debt is Roni accrued? He has to pay me? What monetary debt is being wiped away through mechila? Evidently, we're changing the dynamics of mechila, and anyone wants to know what they're all very, very vague what they mean. I think the Rashba is a little clear. We may get back to the Rashba later. But look at the Rambam. The Rambam just throws the word out. Again, he's a finger snapper, so he has the right to, as I'm sure in his mind, there are 1,000 different ideas that were pulsing. If you just look at the Rambam, what's the Rambam say? Everyone's looking, so let's get a little insight here. Can anyone read the 6 key lines in the Rivam that I'm discussing now, again, that I'm not discussing because he doesn't really explain, but tag it to the 6 words in the Rivam on Daf Chav Gimel. Did I give you the whole Tosis to see? You saw the whole Tosis, right? At least it was in Makaros. If you didn't, take a look at 6 lines in the bottom of Tosis. The line begins with the word Bitaina. Demi delo micha gimel shanim machalo. Demi delo micha gimel shanim machalo. He just throws out the word mechila. What does that mean? What does the word mechila mean? Let's go take a look at the Ramban. The Ramban and the Mochamos. There are several Mochamos. This is the one I gave you on Daf Dalet Amud Beis in the river, which is an Ari Gemara. Okay, first quotes the case of Rabbi Yosef. And Abaye said, Rabbi Yosef, again, Rabbi Yosef was the victim, right? Rabbi Yosef, you let this blood letter let blood for so long. And Shmamina, line number 4 in the piece that I gave you on your version, Shechazaka zu miskayemis lahem below taina, Fishina Bugovakark. In the end, who remembers? In the end, the fact that Rabbi Yosef let him bled blood for 3 years didn't work. Why? Because it was Nezek, and I didn't know I can handle it. But had it not been Nezek, had it just been innocent beam leaning, innocent water draining, not real Nezek, that your 3 years of silence is reflective of acceptance, and the acceptance is a real acceptance, it's not an acceptance betas, mechila betas, right? Sometimes we shot him a madayik, not from the conclusion of the Gemara, but from the evolution of the Gemara. In the end, I didn't know I could handle. I thought I could handle it, I didn't know. So you have to get your ravens, you have to get your blood away because the ravens are coming. But had it been something more tolerable, more reasonable, 3 years would have entailed allowance. How does that work? Okay, so the Ramban says on the next page, the last couple lines, Kivan shechazer v'gadar b'shalom machal al hazeko shehechzik b'mechila. The word hezek just means tashmish. Okay, the Ramban is quoting from a case on Mem Aleph. What happened on Mem Aleph? Anyone saw? The water washed away these two lands, and Rav Anan rebuilt the wall between them, but rebuilt the wall on his neighbor's possessed property. So it wasn't mazikim, it was just tashmish. He was using the land for their joint wall. I'd have been using the land for myself. That'd be regular cheskes abatim. I'm using the land for the wall that you need. So I'm not really taking your land away, I'm taking your tashmish of that land away. So at least for now, let's assume it's the same. And the Gemara says, v'achil, the word mechila appears here. The word mechila, that's what makes this Gemara so powerful. V'achil, da'asa v'sayeh beguda b'hadai. Since my victim neighbor helped me build the wall, 5 lines from the bottom, it sounds like he's mocha, v'achil. Sounds like he's mocha. We'll see this tomorrow when we start Cheskes Abatim. V'sayeh beguda b'hadai. Amar lei, send back mechila b'taz. When I was helping, I didn't really know what was happening. I thought we were just building a temporary wall. But again, had I known the facts, and I would have tolerated and certainly facilitated and helped, that would have been achile, would have been mechila, would have been mechila b'taz. So the Ramban believes that this is a source for all tashmishin being mechila abol. Maybe this is a unique case, but at least the Ramban believes it's a source for all, but tashmishin being mechilable, they don't really tell us how it works. This is a landmark extension of mechila. And we've seen two landmark gemaras in 2 weeks. There's a landmark gemara on Daf Hey that I can take money away from you even though I don't have Eidim, because no one pays back early. Well, where does that come from? What does that mean? It's a landmark gemara. In their effort to try to solve cheskas tashmishin without a taina, Ramban, the Rashba, and Tosfos all cook up something called Mechilas Tashmishin. What is Mechilas Tashmishin? What's the? They don't tell us. Alex.
Doesn't Rashi say you do have a
tiny though? Rashi argues. Rashi, Rashba, and Tosfos say you do need a tiny. But all these we've shown them are accepting the Gaona that you don't need a tiny. We're discussing their sheep.
Then what is that like a form of a
tiny
then?
No. In Rashi's world, everything is peachy. In Rashi's world, in Tosfos' world, Cheskas Tashmishin works the same way as Cheskas Gimel Shana. Remember our baseline that by using it for 3 years, I proved that I bought it from you. By using your beam leaning for 3 years, I proved that I sat down with you under a contract on beam leaning right to the wall.
So then, how would you deal with the fact that they're talking about
Mechila here? Well, that's another Gemara. Let's wait for this Gemara. We'll see there. Three other ways to learn this Gemara. Okay? But even if we don't have this Gemara, we already see several Gemaras that appear to validate Cheskas Tashmishin without a taina. So even if this Gemara doesn't really stack up, there's a lot of compulsion to this Gonim Shita. It's not like other Ramban is basing himself on this Gemara. A lot of Gemaras that say you don't have it. Nadav? You had a question?
Yeah, so with Ramban's Shita about being Mokal, even apply in the case where there's Nezek?
So the Ramban not, we'll see that a bit later, because with Nezek I can always say I didn't know I could handle it. We'll see that later, whether it applies to Nezek. Now, who doesn't like all of this? I don't know how far you saw today. The Ksos. This is one of our first Ksoses today. Rav Ari Heller, three Sfarim the Ksos wrote. On Choshen Mishpat. Ksos HaChoshen. Shev Shmaitata. 7 discussions of Dinei Sfekos. And of course, the Avne Meluam on Nashim. Rav Ari Heller, early to mid-18th century. Right? These are the classics. We'll spend a lot of time on them in Cheskas Abatim. Ksos Nesivos. Or with any yeshiva in the world, there's a high probability you can hear those two words being shouted very loud. Ksos says this, and Nesivos says this, and Nesivos says this, and Ksos Nesivos. So here the Ksos quotes the Ramban. Let's read the Ksos a little bit, okay, on the piece I gave you. Alex, first he quotes the Rashbam that you need 3 years and presumably a taina. They go and say you don't need 3 years, we'll get to 3 years. The kasha li tuva, second paragraph, here's his kasha. Okay, below taina, hechem mishkachasla. How does this even begin to operate without a taina? Nihi, in general, shtik is mechila. Okay, but that works by a chov. Okay, I know that your silence can be interpreted as mechila, but why is mechila relevant? I can achieve mechila. But I can't be mochel, I don't know, I don't know, say for Yeshua, has to be machal choz. Machil has to fit something, and it doesn't fit anything here. And how does Roni continue to get these tashmishim? Bishlama Alex, second line, Aide Taina. If you hold, you need a Taina. Mishkachasla, Shetan. Roni says, Shekano Mimeno be Mechir Kasev. Roni says he paid money for this beam leaming, and the usage proves that. Of a below Taina, Elishara, Vishasak Umocha. I just saw the beam leaning. It was quiet. Amai in a Yochalachsa. Why can't I change my mind? And here he's really warming away, even if it's Mechilas, Amochal today, so why can't I Yochalachsa? So again, he doesn't engage because there's no Rishonim to engage with. They just throw out the word Mechila. So much of the engagement of what Mechila works, how it works, and why should or shouldn't work, happens post-Ksos. A lot of Svarim now, post-1750, are now saying, well, Tosos meant this, and Ksos meant this. So I'm trying to show you how these things evolve. Rishonim speak in very, very cryptic terms sometimes. Ksos doesn't have much to deal with. It just says it shouldn't work. Then we've got other Svarim that are coming along trying to give their explanations. And again, like I said, a more, when you go, this is one, this is right. There are two or three ways to take this, but I'm structuring it. This is how it unfolds. So, the Ksos, we're skipping a paragraph, and we may or may not go back. The Ksos creates a new landmark. This is a landmark Gemara, right? This is how Lamdas is born. When you've got a new piece of information that doesn't fit the old paradigms. The old paradigm of Cheskes Gimel Shanim is, I bought it by some prior event of acquisition with a real Maisik Inyan. Here, there's no claim to that. How do I acquire? How does Roni acquire beam leaming? So we show them that they come up with new ideas. This is how Lamdas advances. Paradigms get outworn. They become obsolete. They become insufficient. You got to develop a new paradigm. So the Ritva, the Rashba, the one paradigm, the Ksos has a whole new paradigm. The Ksos says that there's a new form of Kenyan out there. What are the types of Maisa Kenyan out there? So we already know. What are the types of Maisa Kenyan or Metatlin? What do you do to be Kona Metatlin? Nasira, Hagabah, what? Agav, how are you kone karka? Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka, and what's the tweener? What's the ultimate Kenyan that both Chalipin? You can do both. Okay, so now we've got our universe of Kenyanim. Right, you've got the MCU and you've got the KCU, the Kenyan universe, whatever. What do they call it? Marvel? Right, so the Kenyan halacha, KLU, Kenyan Lamdas universe. Right, this is the KLU of Kenyanim. Okay, you've got Chalipin, and maybe if you have some spare time after Yom Kippur, you want to associate each Kenyan with a superhero. Like, what Kenyan would Thor like to, I don't know. Right? Think about all the Kenyanim and what your superhero's favorite Kenyan is. Where it gets, where you're sitting alone, when you see your friends over suckers, they say, let's go see the Avengers movie, and you're giving Kenyan, oh goodness, this guy really flipped out already. He's already in there. He's already making lumbas out of it. No, no longer fun. Okay. You say, well, you should just know how fun it is. Just wait. Okay, so the different Kenyan. The Excel says there's a new Kenyan. Well, you're not trying to be Kona an object that you gotta lift demonstrative physical activity. You're not trying to be Kona land, build something, get a star. What is Roni trying to be Kona? Not land, not portable items. Okay, say stronger. Usage, utility. Actions is sort of vague, right? Utility, usage. And how are you Kona usage? I would have thought, Tashmishin, I would have thought you're Kona Tashmishin with a Karka-like Kenyan. That I build the land, but we stipulate I'm building this land not to be Kona the land, but let's make it only for utility. Let's stipulate it. Or I actually write a shtar on the utility, or I pay kesef, right? So I use, because Tashmishin or land, right? I'm using Tashmishin of land. So I'm trying to take Tashmishin of land. I use the land-based Kenyanim, but I just qualify them and say, let's not be Kona land, the dirt, let's be Kona utility. That's what I would have thought. Rashbam says no. Actually, the Ksel says no. The Ksel says there is some new Kenyan out there called using something is Kona utility. By using something, I'm Kona utility. Tashmish is Kona Tashmish. Or Tashmish and Paris. Paris being abstract, not just fruits and pomegranates, but Tashmish Paris using something is Kona. Which is really cool. Because in someone abstracted, what does it really tell me about Tashmish? What's the difference between being Kona Tashmish through the land or being Kona Tashmish separately through a separate standalone targeted Kenya? What am I really probing now? Not the way to acquire Tashmish, but the essence, the nature. Anytime you don't know, sometimes you say nature, essence. Sound really cool, okay. Seventh grade, had some debate. Debating who knows what, I think Palestinians, Israel, Watergate, Westgate, whatever I was debating. stayed up the whole night before, like, you know, basically wasting my time. I was getting plastered in debate. Plastered. The guy was, like, killing me. Just got up and said, "You obviously don't understand the essence of what we're here to debate." I went on, blah, blah, blah. The guy was crying. I won the debate. Ticker tape parade. I don't know what I was talking about. You know, the essence of, you don't understand the predilection towards the essence of the fundamental principles of the theory of who knows what, blah, 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 blah. Most people are like, you see all these really big leaders, all blah, blah, blah. I don't know what they're talking about. It's all blah, blah, blah. Okay? So it's like the essence of Tashmishin. What's really being spoken about here? Is Tashmishin... What? No, is it... like an element of land, and therefore to acquire Tashmishin, you make a kinyan on the land, or Tashmishin are standalone, autonomous. In halacha, what's the relationship between utility and the base of the platform, the utility? I can give you land, now I want to give you utility. I would have thought I'd give you beam leaning by making some carpet on the land. The Excel says, no, no, no. There's something called, according to these Rishonim, directly accessing Tashmish. Hey, you know who argued about that? You'd be surprised. Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan argued about that. They just were such quick finger snappers. They didn't have to snap their fingers. Everyone here, any here, the machlokas, kinyan haperos, kinyan haguftami, hello? If I own utility, does it like I, does almost if like I own the land for mikrabi kurim, for din avadim? So this question is huge. To access Tashmishin, should I make kinyan on land and just qualify it and moderate it? Or I can access Tashmishin because how does halacha view utility vis-a-vis land? I'm making kinyan on Tashmishin here, the Ksav says. Let's read the Ksav. V'l'chei nir l'niyaz daiti. Avakad b'chil as peres ain't no kone. If I want to sell you my land, peres won't work. To be kone on land, you have to make a chazaka, a keset, shtar. Last paragraph. Avol hainu de l'mahani shinting a gufa karka. I want to be kone on the gufa karka. If I don't want to sell you Tashmish, and you agree, then you're kona that Tashmish. Whoa! This is revolutionary. Separate kinyan on Tashmish, apart from land, through starting. This is a new type of kinyan. How you kona Tashmish? You start to use it. I know Adiv somehow got to Kiddushin, how you kona Nevedivri, you start to use it. How you kona Nisha? Start to live together. Who else is Kona Tashmishin? What do you call someone who's Kona Tashmishin in Halacha? He doesn't really own it, he has the right to use it. What do you call that person? What? A Shoel. If I borrow your axe, and then all of a sudden you're an Indian giver, you say, I want my axe back. Whoop, I'm going to say, no, 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 no. It's mine now. You gave it to me per term or for project, and until I'm finished term or project, then you gave it to me. I have a kinyan on these Tashmish. You can't be an Indian. You can't take it back. Gemara says, Bakabo, Gemara above the sea, ascetic test. Once I start swinging the axe against the wood, you can't take it back. According to some Rishonim, because I've already been called a Tashmish. Now again, that's Tashmish of Metalplim. Here we're talking about Tashmish of Karka. They could be very, very different. They could be the same. But I want to train your mind to make these distinctions. So this is a whole new Ktos. There's a whole new Ktos. It's not like I'm proving what happened, and it's not like your silence is mechila. I'm being counted. This is a new Maisik Kinyan. Right now, the 3 years that Roni leaned his beams is a process of acquiring beam-leaning utility. And since I was silent, I wasn't mochel. Okay, listen to what I'm going to say carefully. According to the Rashba and the Ramban, whoever we take the Rashba and the Ramban, what's the core transitional element? My mechila, I'm mochel, my mind, my waving, my forfeiture, however we define it, me, here, my mind. According to the Ktsos, what creates the transition? Not the mind of the machzik, of the owner, what creates the transition? A maisa kinyan. If the machzik screams, then it's not a maisa kinyan. Like if the owner screams, because no maisa kinyan can be done involuntarily. But you see a totally different paradigm. Roni's making a Maisa Kinyan. You know what Roni's doing? Which is running. I'm the owner. You know what I'm doing on Roni, according to the Rashba? It's what you did to your younger brother. What are you doing to your younger brother? You know, like this.
you just hold your hand there for about 3 hours. And at some point, you move up, you start fighting, and then you start being, you know, like that. You're trying to, like, provoke it. I'm trying to provoke. And if this guy is silent about what the hell you're provoking me, I'm going to put his meaning in front of my head for years and years. At a certain point, it just shows you know what I do. You preach of a gorilla, I'm not going to take more. So basically, Romy's activity is only provocation. It's only provocative to see whether they'll say something. And if I provoke them, in theory, Romy can hang me up. I'm going to put cathodes into my toes, pull on my eyelids, and say, I'm doing this until you show me your mocha on my beam light. It'll also be a way to provoke me. If I'm silent, at a certain point, say, we can infer that. There's nothing inherent about your beam light. The beam light is just a way to elicit my mechila. Or the word that it tells you, your beam with me is a mysikin. You're acquiring, of course, I can stop it because I can stop any mysikin. Tell you in parallel. He's acquiring, or I'm relinquishing through whatever, relinquishing the right to remove his beams. However that works, again, the Rishonim don't tell us. It's a whole different paradigm, Yaakov.
No, I was just wondering about how it's coming.
It's a Maisekinyan. It's a new Maisekinyan. The cells made up a new Maisekinyan.
I'm saying, but more on the other side, on the Chila. It doesn't seem like there's any
myself. Right, that's what the Kselos doesn't understand. So I gave one explanation. There are other explanations. I don't want to dig too deeply into Mechilas. I want to get to the continuation of the sugya. But this is it's a big sugya, but it's really a classic. It's a nice organized sugya. Alex, you've got the simple paradigm, the Rosh, the Tosfos, the Rashbam, you have a time to prove something. You've got this breakthrough idea that everyone accepts. And you've got the Rishonim saying an idea that they knew what they were talking about, but they didn't bother to explain to us, and therefore it's anyone's guess what's right. I'm not being disrespectful. I'm just saying, who knows? You can say 30 different stars. They just have the word Mechila. Rashba has a little bit more, but the Ramban just throws out the word Mechila, and then throws out the word Mechila. And now you have the Kselos just being uneasy about it, saying, I've got to create a new part of the system. So in the Kselos system, there's a new Kenyan out there. It's really cool. This is a big bang moment where the system grows. It's not growing, it's growing organically because there are Gemaras that can't be supported otherwise. It's not all of a sudden creating some new test tube baby, but he's fabricating a new idea, manufacturing a new idea to fit the system. That was never said before. That's massive, that's really exciting. This is Torah Shabbat Pat. Life, coming at you live from the cells. Ned.
Approach sort of the same issue that we had with Kianvar, where like the fellows act on.
No, Tashmishin. Tashmishin is a monetary value. There's something called utility. If I say I'm going to have lunch with you, that's not Tashmishin. If I say I'm going to comb your hair, that's not Tashmishin. Here they are. Now, where do you draw the line between them? It would be fascinating. What's the line between activities that aren't Tashmishin and Tashmishin? The answer is probably services that have a market value. Since beam leaving has a market value, that's something that has Tashmishin. What's combing your hair is just whimsical and arbitrary, no market value. So you're asking a good question, but we sense innately there are two different categories. There should be two categories. When we draw the line, that would be already a secondary issue. Okay, remember we talked about Kenyan Etain, if we're going to give you $100 and it works according to some going, because it has some market tag as opposed to just arbitrary activities, it just can't be value assigned. Okay? Now, let's talk about two nafkaminas to discuss. We're going to get one nafkamina under our belt, then we'll get it back to our Gemara. Because we're not just here talking about Achronim. We want to read Gemaras. We want to make sure. There's a sub-machlokas. According to these Geonim, you don't need a taina. That's huge. But you at least need 3 years. How long does Roni have to lean his beams? 3 years? Or maybe even 1 day? Now, the same silence is deafening. Just like the Gemaras that talk about Cheskes Tashmishin don't talk about a Taina, they also don't mention 3 years, which is the magical number of the third parak. Chav Gimel doesn't say there was 3 years of bloodletting. Nun Zayin doesn't say it was 3 years of chicken raising. Navav doesn't say it was 3 years of beam leaning. So maybe if I really, really, really go into this space, this Geonim space, again, let me just show you and see where we are, okay? Just so everyone should be absolutely clear, okay, because we're going to talk about this in a minute. Let me just get a little more traction before I answer questions. We've got the Rabbeinu Tam who explains this, so you're totally unrelated to Cheskes Tashmishin. Most Rishonim
explain Cheskas Tashmish. Okay? Now, you've got Alex, you've got Rashi, and the Rashbam, and Tosfos, let's say Rashbam, and Tosfos say, you need a time. Does that make sense? See you, unless you go to the Chernobyl Yeshiva. See you after Yom Tov. We'll talk a lot about how this works, but we know how it works. You make a claim, you prove the claim, more or less. For today, we'll roll with it. Okay? Now you've got a whole bunch of Keonim and the Rivam who say, Afilo Bali Taina. Now, two ways to explain it. Ramban, Rashba, Rivam, Mechila. Here we've got the Ktsals, Kinyan, Al Tashmishin. Using is a Kinyan for a Tashmishin, a Maisa Kinyan for a Tashmishin. Okay, so Rabbeinu Tam is not part of this conversation. I'm not interested in what the Rabbeinu Tam feels in this, again, but not for this conversation. I'm not even interested in what the Rashbam and Tosfos are going to say, because their whole vision of the Sugya was different. They're talking about usage proves that I bought. Okay. But I want to know these guys. If I'm on this side of the neighborhood, I hold like the Gaonim and the Rivam, and I don't need a Taina. Do I also not need 3 years? So who says that you don't need? Very good, Ramban. Ramban says, just like you don't need a Taina, you don't need 3 years. Who says, well, in this neighborhood, don't tell me what, I'm not interested in what you say the Rashbam, that doesn't count. It's an important way to learn how to calculate a Sugya. It's not going to count for me. I'm trying to ask two ways to explain the Gaonim. I need people who say you don't need a Taina. I want to know the non-Taina people, do you need 3 years or not 3 years? So very good, Nadav Ramban says you don't need a Taina in 3 years. Who says you don't need a Taina, but you certainly need 3 years? You hear that? Well, let's first state the positions. Who says you don't need a Taina? So people tell us it's Chav Gimel, just so we should establish our polls. Chav Gimel Amin Aleph. He quotes the Rivam, Perish Rivam, you don't need a Taina. Moelis Chazaka, first skinny line below Taina, because that's what happened by the ravens. Demi, again, six lines from the bottom. Demi delo micha gimel shanim machala. So you don't need a Taina, because it's through Mechila. This is the Rivam's Mechila, but you need 3 years. So now, I've got a sub-machlokas within the Gaonim. Within the Gaonim Shita, not Rabbeinu Tam, that's off the chart. And not the Rashba, not the Rashbam and Tosfos. Within the Gaonim, I've got a sub-machlokas. I've got Gaonim model A, Gaonim model B. I've got the Gaonim saying you don't need a Taina, but you need 3 years. Rivam. I've got the Gaonim, again, I don't mean the Gaonim, but I've got the Gaonim model saying you don't need a Taina, and you don't need 3 years. All of a sudden, my mind starts churning. Maybe these two Gaonim models reflect the two Gaonim mechanisms. I've got two mechanisms for the Gaonim. One mechanism, tell me, what's the first mechanism? And what's the other mechanism? Kinyan. So maybe these two mechanisms in the Gaonim, Kinyan and Mechila, correlate to this secondary question, do you need 3 years or not? Which mechanism would need 3 years? More likely, not on. Which mechanism you say, it's instant. Right away. You don't need 3 years. This is a whole new mechanism. Which of these two mechanisms? The Ramban's mechanism is Mechila. The Ktsas' mechanism is a Maisa Kinyan. Think about how it echoes in your heart. What? Okay, let's say this mechanism. It's trying to provoke till I say, that's Mechila. Would it need a duration or not?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you need to provoke.
Right? Provocation is cumulative. Just leaning the... Again, there could be some activities which we'll see that are so provocative that they're instant. I don't just put my hand in front of your nose but stick it up your nostrils and say it. Okay. But being leaning isn't. So being leaning for a day, who says the fact you require your mohan is a nice guy. And being leaning for a year, you're a super nice guy. And being leaning for 2 years, you live in Calgary. But even people in Calgary, after 3 years, they have enough. And he didn't say anything, you're probably mohan. Take some of these guys in Brooklyn, put them in Calgary. Okay, so Ramban conflates that, you'll see. But certainly, Alex, who says it's Mechila and needs 3 years? Which Rishon am I talking about?
Rivam says Mechila, no Taina, because it's Mechila, which you need 3 years. The Ramban will not agree with something I just said, Alex. But if I'm the Ksos, and it's a Maisakin, tell me, guys. Maisakin, how long does it take for Maisakin to happen? Generally. Now, we can argue both sides. You could say this is some new Maisakin that takes a long time. I'm happy to talk about that. And you could say this is an instant Mechila. I'm happy to talk about that. But if I'm looking for the models here, the Ktsos makes a lot of sense. That he actually, he starts with not the Tain issue, but the 3 years issue. With his kin. And the Rivam is more likely to need a duration. So I haven't just built two models of the Geonim, but I've seen there a Nafganina. Then I'm first Nafganina, which model of the Geonim I take? No, this is not Rabbeinu Tam. It's not Rashi, Rashbam, and Tosa. This is those who say, no Taina. I've got two models. I've got the Mechila model, I've got the Kinyan model. The first Nafgamina of the sub-question is going to be Gimel Shanim. If you don't need a Taina, do you need Gimel Shanim? Now, can anyone think of another question that maybe Tully is whether I'm being Kona Tashmishin or you're relinquishing your rights to remove my beams? Mechila, I'm just giving, I can move Romy out and get those beams out and, I'll be a nice guy. Or Roni's being Kona beam leaning. Who talked about this question 1,200 years before the Ktsos lived? 1,400 years. And I'm giving it away. What's another factor that could be impacted by how I'm acquiring beam leaning?
The extent to which you can lean beams. Can you lean thick beams if you lean
them? Okay, so that's our Gemara. Let's bring it back to our Gemara. The Chlokas of Yosef Nachman, it's not clear who said what. Nigadami, which is how we paskin, Rav Nachman was the strange sheet. Rav Yosef says, if Roni leans light beams, continue leaning light beams. You can't intensify the beams. You can't all of a sudden bring kryptonite beams or what's the highest zirconian beams. You can't, regular wooden beams, not heavy beams. Rav Nachman says, according to the Ikadamri, let's just read it together so that we don't lose our anchor. Vavim and Aleph, Ikadamri, less skinny line, Amr of Nachman, just like it's not Amr of Nachman, Achzik Lahordi, Achzik Lakshuri, Lakshuri, Achzik Lahordi. Rav Nachman said it. And it's not clear even if Rav Yosef argued, but this is a major, major problem. Who in their right mind? What does this even mean? Intensifying beam leaning. This is why, guys, Rabbeinu Tam moved all the way off this whole discussion. He says this whole Gemara is not even talking about grabbing beam leaning rights and augmenting the weight of the beams. That's ridiculous. This whole Gemara, remember we talked about 2 hours ago, Rabbeinu Tam is if I lean the beams, does it show I paid my neighborly taxes? He moved it totally off the board. But if you're the Rivam and the Gaonim, you've got problems here. You've got real problems. And this is precisely why Tosfos rejects the Gaonim. Tosfos, listen, this is really a great sugya. I can think about maybe there being a new paradigm. I get it, Tashmishin is different. But how the heck are you going to explain? You have a Chazak on Tashmishin, all of a sudden you up the ante. Let's read Tosfos together now, Chav Gimel. I'm going to turn to Chav Gimel. Again, it happens to be in Chav Gimel, but it's a Tosfos for Dabab, and it's quoting Dabab. Let's read it together. We'll quote the Rivam. Perish Rivam. Kivin shalom balik, sik v'karka shalchaver. Not taking karka. V'lamish shalom tashmish bi'alma. Mo'elis chazaka shalom b'tayna. Won't follow me. Second skinny line. It's where be Yosef. Because maybe Yosef never claimed that you sold it to me, or the guy never claimed that you sold it to me. There's no claim. Okay? Just like Hordi, there's no Taina. That's the Rivam. You know how Tosfos is going to slug up the Rivam? If I were asked to slug up the Rivam, I would say, what are you talking about? Explain Mechila, explain how it works. Is that so? You're big Chiddush. Tosfos comes into the salon, pulls out his revolver, puts one bullet to the chamber, takes a drink, goes, poof. Shoots the guy between the eyes. Calm and cool, he says, yeah? You really think there's some new mechanism here, fancy schmancy city boy? You come in Dodge City and you're trying to impress us? How do you explain? Achzik lahor the achzik l'kshiri. You're crazy. The in nira. The imlo hiknala. If I'm right, Tosa says, and I'm about to be right, you know what's happening? Roni is leaning beams, and that's a proof that we sat 3 years ago with a contract, with lawyers, and I bought beam leaning. So the fact that you're leaning light beams probably indicates that we had a contract for all beams. The light beams aren't acquisitional. The leaning isn't changing the chessboard. The leaning is proving that we sat 5 years ago and made a contract, and we can assume maybe that contract was all or nothing. So I'm right, Tosfos says, and it's all working by proving that there was an acquisition with lawyers 20 years ago. Then I understand that if he leans light beams, it's probably indicative they would have come. But three Tosfos, ain't there? Timo Hiknolo, if there's no 20 year ago Kenyan that we made, like you're saying, because there's no Taina, ki hechzik lehurdi, am I hechzik lekshirei? How do you explain that shita? El al karchach, I'm right. Here I am. Here's the kill shot. El al karchach, hasam. What's happening by Tashmishin? Look inside. Shetoing! Roni says, I bought it from you! Shehiknalo! And the lean beam leaning is proof! Most people don't make halfway kinyan. If we sat with lawyers and made a kinyan chalipa in Chazaka 30 years ago, we probably all of a sudden light beam, soft beam, no one does that. So the fact that he leaned light beams proves that we probably had some kinyan and that kinyan was the full Monty. Because how are you fancy shmancy rivam can explain intensification? If there's some new, the fact that you used it changes the chessboard. Okay, it changes the chessboard for light beam leaming. How do you acquire heavy beam leaming? How does that even happen? And this is Tosfos' silver bullet to defeat the rivam. In my world, it happens because the changes on the chessboard happened 30 years ago in a lawyer's room. And we signed a contract, we made kesef, we had all sorts of mice sitting on him, and those are probably all or nothing. The beam leaning just shows that it probably happened. We don't have a star. And you know what the Ramban says? The Ramban is also gagging on this. Achsi lahur de achsi lakshuri. And the Ramban, since I didn't get a chance to show it, he says, you know what? Doesn't really mean that. It means you could change the barbells, but you can't have the same amount of weight. If Roni leaned four light beams on my wall, each weighing 25 pounds, and he wants to take a 100-pound beam, go ahead, but not more. He changes the Gemara because he can't make sense of it. And he has the Gemara above Metziah. If you saw that says you can't change the roof of the house, if you're the top guy, make it heavier on the bottom guy. Achzik lohordi, achzik lekshuri, doesn't mean you could bring more weight onto the walls because that's ridiculous. Tosfos says it's ridiculous, and therefore rejects the Gaon. The Ramban says it's ridiculous, and therefore rejects the Gemara. And says, what we really mean, the Ramban says, is you could bring heavier beams as long as you keep the weight capacity in tow. Really? I need a chiddush? I need Rav Nachman to waste his time telling me that? Evidently, yes. It's a big chiddush in the Ramban. And the Ravid gives a fourth answer. This is the pivot of the sugya. Rav Nachman said something provocative. How could Cheskas Tashmishin, how could usage be augmented? That's ridiculous. We'll spend months describing what did I use, what did I not use. Now all of a sudden, I use light beams, I get heavy beams. I use small drainage, I get wide drainage. So Vanatam ran away from the whole thing. This thing is not talking about usage and acquiring. It's usage, it's proving whether you paid your neighborly fees. And Tosfos said, well, it's got to be a taina, so you acquired it all in some transactional moment 30 years ago, and the beams are just proving. I don't care what beams you use. And the Ramban said, that doesn't really mean it. You get what you get, you don't get what you don't get. But here we are. Can anyone answer Tosfos' question on the Rivam? Which model of the Gaonim would better support once you acquire, you acquire? What's happening during this 3-year usage, and how can that be augmentable? That's our point. Is there a relinquishing of removal rights, or is there an acquisition of utility? Those are our two models. How does it work with Adataina? Mechila, I relinquish the right to remove you, or you acquired something. Now, it's still strange, but which is the best model that would best enable Achzik Lehurdi, Achzik Lekshuri? In your mind, which would be more categorical? And once there's beam leaning changes, you get them all. And which would be what you get, you get. What you did, no more, no less. Which is more conservative, which is potentially more categorical. It's beam-leaning, idiot. I don't care whether it's light beams or big beams or small beams or pockmark beams or gym beams. Okay, what it is. You heard it. Which of the two?
Kenyan.
Doesn't have to be, but it's more likely to be. If this whole process is mechila, so I basically waive the right to remove your beams. I waive the right to remove those beams. I never thought of heavier beams because, quite frankly, I never bought it there. Why should waiving one weight balancing or weight bearing all of a sudden waive the right to remove another weight bearing? So mechila, because again, it all happens in my mind. It's not, there's nothing objective happening. There's no acquisition. I'm just saying, you know, I have the right to kick you out. I'm giving up on that right because I'm quiet for 3 years. But all of a sudden, if there's some acquisition taking place, you're changing the chessboard by acquiring Tashmishin, you could say, I would say, okay, you acquired light beam leaning, not heavy beam leaning. But you can also say that there aren't subdivided categories of beams. Beams are beams. Or would you say you acquired, let's say, for 5 years it didn't rain. So you acquired beam leaning when it doesn't rain. I mean, how idiosyncratic do you want to get? You acquired beam leaning on days the Dodgers win. And at a certain point, things have to be categories. What did you acquire? You can't subdivide into idiosyncratic. Now, this is idiosyncratic. It's more weight, I would agree. But at least I can start to explain it. Now, most Rishonim didn't feel like they wanted to explain it. They read the Sugya differently. They said there's a Taina, Tosis. You can hear Tosis's voice. They changed the Gemara, the Ramban says. The Ravid has a whole different way here. Ravid says in the Shittim Gubaz, really no one in the city cares about big beams and small beams. It's all just. And when you require, you probably get. So then why is Rav Nachman telling me this? We all know that if it's a pound more, a pound less, we're not going to be makabis. So it's just a sliding scale. If the city, they're not makabis, 10 pounds, so it's like 1 pound. The Rishonim are not running away, the Rishonim are avoiding saying, no, there may be a Shita out there where we just describe utility regardless of impact and damage, and once you get that utility, and the most likely machinery for that is the ktsos. Yes, Alex?
Yeah, but isn't there like an underlying mechila aspect to the kinyan?
Nope. There's an acquiescence in order to make me a konan, not a ganav, but if you oppose, then I'm a ganav. But you just have to green light it. I'm making the kinyan. I'm taking the tashmishin. You're not mochel. No, no, I'm... Like,
and what's the difference between just acquiescing and being mochel somebody?
There's a big difference. Mochel is a mechanism to change something. We're talking about what's changing. The chov is changing, the ability to remove you. Kinyan is acquiring an object, land, and lo and behold, acquiring tashmishin. Now, you can block it, but there's a separate autonomous process of acquiring something from you, as opposed to however mechila works, which is not acquisitional. You're canceling something, you're walking away from something, you're being mafkir, right? Let's say hefker. Assume hefker is not a kinyan. You're relinquishing bilus as opposed to transferring bilus to a separate. Okay, now the outcome may be the same, but the process is very different. Yehuda?
Isn't the other way you can do it like even this like a small action that shows that you have ownership of it? So like, for example, you could build a fence, take down a fence, or like switch the locks.
Okay, but I know, but here we're not talking about a Maisa Kinyan on an object, we're talking about a Maisa Kinyan on.
Why can't you just say that the right to lean on it is like you need a Maisa Kinyan to do that?
But we're still saying...
It's you're partially owning that wall in which you're leaning on.
Okay, so I say actually acquire the wall. We're not talking about wall. We're talking about utility capacity of the wall.
We said before that by a chatzar you can acquire utility.
Okay. So you're saying in as much as the Maisa Kinyan is only symbolic, it makes even more sense than any symbolic Kinyan, even of light beams, is cone to the entire beams. It's fleshing out what I said. So once there's a Kinyan, there's more of an ability to flesh and to extend beyond. Okay? So let's just summarize this sheet, okay? We have the Rebbeinu Tam, who says this is not talking about grabbing anything, grabbing on the way to the Dodger Stadium. There are two people that live together, wall falls, one good Samaritan builds the wall. Did I pay my part? I claim I paid my part. I'm proving that I paid my neighborly tax by the fact that I've been leaning beams and, you know, anything to do with Chazakah, the third pair. Most of them say, no, this is an island of acquiring utility unilaterally by usage for a certain period, just like the third parak. So Rashbam and Tosfos say it, just like the third parak. You've got 3 years, or maybe you do, maybe you don't. You've got a taina. You're proving that you sat with lawyers 30 years ago and you bought these rights, and the usage just proves it, just like usage proves it. But all of a sudden, the big break is the gonim. You don't need a taina. How does it work? So the Rishonim, Acharonim divide two ideas. One is Mechila, relinquishing removal rights, the way we described it. I can no longer remove Roni. Or Roni is acquired utility by his usage. The two nafkaminas we talked about is A, if you don't need a tiny, you at least need a duration to show lack of response to verification, or it could be instantaneous. Second of all, can you actually augment it and say, well, I've used light beams, now I'm using heavier beams because I'm kona your wall's bearing capacity. And that doesn't differentiate how much weight. It's supposed to say, I didn't remove your light beams. It doesn't mean I don't want to remove your heavy beams. It's all about me. It's much more subjective. It's much more personal. I relinquish one right. I'm not going to relinquish other rights. Okay? Don't worry. If you don't go to the Chernobyl Yeshiva, if you do go, it's fine also. But you know, we're going to talk about all this a lot. It's a good introduction. A lot. Cheskes Gimel Shonim. So this is a good segue for next year. Mirtz Hashem. Monday morning. Come back Sunday. Monday morning. Our first year in Cheskes Abba. Ezra Hashem. Tonight around 10:30 in here. Again, we're going to end at around 11:15.